The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning on this Wednesday. Happy Valentine's Day. How are you today? It could be Galentine's Day. It could be, whatever you want it to be.
Nope, it's Valentine's Day.
We are gonna call my parents later in this program. They don't know we're gonna call them. They are celebrating 71 years of marriage today. They were married. Whoa. 71 years, Little Chapel in the Hills at that point, you know, in Glendale. That would have been, they do several weddings and funerals and stuff there. In fact, I went to our musical director's funeral there, but it's absolutely beautiful. Actually, it's in the Glendale Hollywood Hills, kind of goes in there. But
good morning.
Anyway, 71 years ago. And
yeah.
Good morning.
Welcome
for you.
To Free Fire Radio.
Late guy?
I'm not late. I was sitting here trying to. We have so many shows coming through here. Even if when we throw rocks at them to try and keep them away, they keep coming back. And I was trying to fix them.
More on that story.
Fix my headphones there. Hey, welcome. It's February the 14th. It's Valentine's Day. It's 7:06 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's there. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Okay. Now, Ben's got one of those, you know, deerstalker hats, you know, the kinds that, or, you know, the farmer's hat comes up, you know, with the earmuffs, because he rides his electric scooter everywhere. Not today, though, I hope.
Elmer. It's an Elmer Fudd hat.
And I said, Elmer Fudd, and he just looks at me.
It has no
of
idea.
Of course, and I said, you ever heard of Bugs Bunny? And he goes, have you heard of Bugs Bunny?
I said something like, yeah, I haven't really watched it.
Yeah, because it's back when I was a kid.
Well, it actually
So he goes,
too, so.
What do he look like? I said, well, he doesn't look like you.
Yeah, but, I'm looking at him now.
But he has a hat like you.
Yeah.
You wascally wabbit.
Yeah.
Be very,
this
very...
This is interesting about the generation.
I was talking. Be very, very quiet. I see a wabbit. Okay, I was just kidding. But I was talking. I had to finish my line.
It's not...
you stepped on my line.
I always step on your line.
No, not
my
always.
My duty.
It's your duty. Well, I want to know that you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Hey, I have so many facts about Valentine's Day. Are you ready?
Sure.
You know what? Are we going to call your mom and dad during the show?
Yes.
Okay.
We should call them, and not yet. After 7:30.
No, they've only been up
but
for 2 hours.
But we also are going to be taking names for the American flag that we're going to give away. I'm going to get that box.
Yep.
So why don't we take our first caller now? What's going to happen is on Friday, your name's going to be drawn for that fabulous American flag donated by the Flag Center. And so we're going to take our first caller, see who's listening at 530-605-4567, who can get to the phones, get their name into the drawing. Hey, let's go to the weather. I haven't gone there yet. Rainy and breezy today with our high near 52. Looks like we may have winds up to about 19 to 24 miles in the afternoon, miles per hour. Tonight, rain with our overnight lows of around 44. Looks like maybe the wind's going to get to about 20. I was out this morning, or we both got on the way to work. Didn't feel too windy at that point, but doesn't mean it won't pick up. Thursday showers, the high near 54. Thursday night, overnight lows about 45. And Friday, looks like chance of rain, 61. Overnight lows of 46. And Saturday, throughout the weekend, once again, rain on 54 on Saturday. And chance of showers on Sunday with 58. Looks like it's going to be after 11 o'clock, so on Sunday.
It's going to
be Washington's birthday. It's a three-day weekend for a lot of people. Rain mostly cloudy with a high near 54 and overnight lows of 47. That weekend's coming up here.
Not us.
And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business where they have senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
There you go, little lady. People are calling already. Now, heads up, we're going to give away a ticket to, you know, Senator Rand Paul's coming into town. We're going to give away a ticket at 7:30 after the break. And when I say it, free ticket. These are like $100 tickets. You get one ticket to Rand Paul. You can only win it once. Don't come up with different names. Don't do that because you've got to eventually come in here. And then we're going to give you the contact information. We'll call you back because it'll be your name and your phone number. We'll call you back on how to get that ticket from the people bringing him in. I think GOP Central Committee is bringing him in. This is Senator Rand Paul is coming to Reading, and we're going to give away a ticket at 7:30 and at 8:30, two tickets. And I'm going to give away another ticket tomorrow on Thursday, and another ticket on Friday. So, if you want to go listen to Senator Rand Paul, be paying attention when I say it. Okay? So, we've already got a phone call, at least one phone call. We got a number of people calling to get that flag. It's a great flag. Now, when did Valentine's Day start?
I have no idea. Why don't you tell us?
Okay. Well, why do they throw ads in here? I'm not interested in. Why do they do that?
Because that's what they do.
Okay.
Because you're getting their line.
Saint Valentine wasn't just one person. Saint Valentine wasn't just one person. Do you know they make over 8 billion candy hearts are produced every year? Okay.
Do you remember in school? Well, you just took a breath, so I can jump in. Do you remember when you were in school,
and
you would have each classmate would give another person Valentine's, and then you would get little hearts with things.
You had to
on
have
them.
A Valentine in the classes that I
yes.
remember him. You had to have a Valentine for everybody.
Yes.
You couldn't just have
yes.
one or two, and that way everybody brought home Valentines, and you put, you know, you had names of everybody, and you put
yes.
your name on a Valentine.
Yes.
And then if you had somebody special, though, which I never did until I was 30. No, until I was 58. That was my very first, you know, very first.
That was a great
special
save.
Valentine.
No, but do you remember having the little hearts that would say "I love you" or "You're special"? And
yeah.
you read them and you think, oh. You know, the boy in, you know, whatever it was, three rows over, and they would be shy all year, and you would get that. So anyway, that was our generation.
Yeah.
Now, I mean.
Now you get a, now people, they,
maybe,
now they sext you.
Valentine.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, just wasn't one person. Two men were named Valentine. One was, the story goes, that Valentine defied Emperor Claudius the second's ban on marriage. He thought it distracted young soldiers. Illegally marrying couples in the spirit of love until he was caught and sentenced to death. So, that didn't start out too good.
It says in the 1300s it officially became a holiday associated with love.
Oh, you're on the same.
So
same
at the end
I
of
am.
The century, you know.
Okay.
Yeah,
here's my favorite one.
I was just saying.
No, you took a breath.
At 14th, Valentine's Day was until the Middle of Ages, though, that the holiday became associated with love and romance.
But this, yeah, that's true, because in Valentine's Day has its roots in ancient pagan festivals.
Yes.
And it was celebrated, the origins of the Lupercalia, which was celebrated on February 15th in ancient Rome. And it was dedicated to Faunus, the Roman god of agriculture, and the Roman founders Romulus and Remus. The day was celebrated by sacrificing animals.
Ew.
And my favorite part, smacking women with animal hides in a practice that was believed to encourage fertility. There
okay.
you go. Ben, today I've got a little rabbit skin. Okay? I'm going to loan that to you, and when you go to college today, just smack some of the girls
no.
with the animal hide.
No.
You're encouraging fertility. And
no.
tell them, I'm encouraging fertility for you. And then smack them a couple of times.
That would be an interesting...
On their derriere.
Yeah,
no. And then
Carl,
we see Ben's
back
arrested.
Up.
He's arrested today.
Back up. But, you know, it's funny, is that if you were taking a class on pagan rituals...
Oh, there you go.
That would be something that would be interesting to talk about, like, and why... Because we go back into recently have joined a book club about reading a book, Lady Tan and her, A Circle of Women, about people, you know, generational mutilations of your body parts and what was considered to be beautiful. And so, interestingly enough, pagan rituals was something that was very much done. I mean, if you watch Britannia or any of that, you see all their animal skins. What did that actual mean? And some of their, through the different cultural stories of why they did things, what was considered romantic, what was considered to be, like, you'll have a baby if you did this, or you'll have fertility if you do that, same kind of thing, but, you know, those kinds of rituals. So I think this continues on, and we're going to talk after we get after the break. The tradition of giving Valentine's Day flowers dates back to the 17th century, and who and why and where that started. But first, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff on Riverside Way. They have two right here in town, one on 1845 California Street. The other one at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's the main branch. And the newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura Street. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Hobbs, running for supervisor in District 2. We need to fight tyrannical state overreach in this county, and I'm just the person for the job. Shasta must maintain its sovereignty. A vote for me is a vote for local control over hand-counted elections, no state-funded windmills or other green energy nonsense, and absolutely no mask mandates or lockdowns. Make Shasta great again and vote for Laura Hobbs on March 5th. And visit me at VoteLauraHobbs.com for more info.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Have you turned on the news? Gavin Newsom is running for president. He just hasn't told you yet. He's leaving a trail of destructive policies, a $70 billion budget deficit, rising crime rates, and raging homelessness. Assemblyman James Gallagher isn't going to let him ruin the North State on the way out.
This is James Gallagher. Because of Gavin Newsom, the California dream is now a nightmare. Gavin Newsom spends more time campaigning in other states about national issues than addressing our needs here. He tramples all over our individual freedoms and supports new tax increases, all while releasing dangerous criminals into our neighborhoods. I've had enough. I've taken on Gavin Newsom and won, and I'm going to keep taking him on for you. We will stop his plans to undermine Prop 13 and raise taxes, hold him accountable for not securing our border, and end his giveaways at your expense. Please visit my website, electjamesgallagher.com, and join my movement to help stop Gavin Newsom.
Paid for by James Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while a floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Laura Hobbs. As supervisor, I will fight for all the citizens of Shasta County. Some of the issues I care about are hand-counted elections at the precincts, a fair and just settlement for the victims of the Igo Ono fire and the Acid Canal debacle, and defending Shasta's sovereignty from tyrannical state-down control. I'm against the windmills in Shasta County, and I support the Second Amendment. To find out more, visit VoteLauraHobbs.com. Vote Laura Hobbs on March 5th and make Shasta great again.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for supervisor. District 2, 2024.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day or Galentine's Day, also known as the Day of Love, Day of Friendship. This portion of the show is brought to you by, well, our favorite jeweler in all of the North State. That's where we go for any jewelry need, watch repair, a loose stone or a prong or having something, giving an estimate of, you know, what something's worth for insurance, whatever. That's Four Winds Jewelry, F-O-U-R, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding, California, 96001. Give them a call at 530-222-2750. Send my friends there when they're trying to, get something fixed, or they're looking for something. All right, so before we took a break, we were talking about the tradition of giving Valentine's Day flowers. It dates back to the 17th century. Giving red roses may be an obvious romantic gesture, but it wasn't until the late 17th century that giving flowers became a popular custom. It can be traced back to when King Charles II of Sweden learned the language of flowers. Now, I always find that this interesting, because roses, and anybody who belongs to a rose club or that kind of thing, or you go in to a florist, there's different colors of roses that say something. So the language of flowers, which pairs different flowers with specific meaning. On a trip to Persia and subsequently introduced the tradition to Europe, the act of giving flowers then became a popular trend during the Victorian era, including on Valentine's Day, with red roses symbolizing deep love. For the last 3 years, I know this is weird, because usually it's the men. At women, do you give your husband roses or your friends roses? So I've, for the last 3 years, have given Carl purple roses. And I don't know why purple roses became this thing for me. And so I looked it up today, like, why? But it symbolizes your one true love.
Purple roses. That's cool. Nearly 250 million roses are grown in preparation for Valentine's Day each year. Countries including Ecuador, Kenya, or Colombia ship the roses to the U.S. since they do not grow in colder temperatures we experience in February. So, anyway, and Americans spend about $193 average per person, or $26 billion on Valentine's Day gift. And that was in 2023. And 145 million Valentine's Day cards, not counting those kids' Valentines exchanged in classrooms, if they even still do that.
Remember we talked about back when we were kids and you get those conversations on the heart, so I love you, or yeah, you're special, or be mine, or you're cute, or something like that. Well, conversation hearts got their start as medical lozenges. It seems that's weirdly enough began when a Boston pharmacist named Oliver Chase invented a machine that simplified the way medical lozenges used for sore throats and other illnesses could be made. The result was America's first candy-making machine, because the pharmacist soon started shifting its focus from making lozenges to candy instead. Chase founded the New England Confectionery Company, or NECO, and the candy lozenges soon became what we know today as NECO, that's N-E-C-C-O, wafers.
Huh. Guess who, okay, they send 145 million Valentines. I just said that. But who gets the most Valentine's Day cards? Now think about this annually. Think about this. What group of people gets the most Valentine's Day cards annually?
What people?
What group of people, and it's a profession, gets the most Valentine's Day cards?
I would say nurses.
Teachers.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep. Teachers, followed by children, mothers, and wives. So I don't see anything in there about husbands, you know, males. Okay. All right. Enough of that.
Well, we were talking about
more?
The conversation hearts. Yeah. No one could get their hands on conversation hearts in 2019.
You can't?
No, nobody could.
Why?
They went out of business in 2018 and sold NECO wafers and sweethearts to Spengler Candy, the creator of Dum Dum Lollipops. Due to the new manufacturing needs, Spengler Candy was unable to produce 8 billion of the candy hearts for 2019. I don't remember this, but I can imagine people were scurrying. There are a lot of manufacturing challenges and unanswered questions at this point. We want to make sure these brands meet consumer expectations when they re-enter the market, Spengler CEO and Chairman Kirk Avasha said at the time. But then they came back into business. Words of encouragement were added to the sweethearts in 2022.
You can do it.
Way to go. Crush it and high five.
Oh, okay. Now, if you give Valentine's Day to the souls that you love, how many people give Valentine's Day gifts or cards to their animals? Okay.
Huge number.
27.6 million American households gave Valentine's Day presents to their pet dogs in 2020, and more than 17 million picked up gifts for their cats. All in all, American households spent an estimated $750 million on gifts for their pets on Valentine's Day. This just breaks me up. Do you think the dog knows or the cat knows?
That, well, you know,
you show them their little card and
no,
the dog looks at it?
We got a Valentine's Day card with our dog from my parents, and they would bring a little squeaky toy. They just love that. That they celebrate when they would come up and...
It's funny because Snooki, every time your parents walked in the house, would follow them around, and then they put this bag down with the toys and goodies in it, and she'd be right in it. She'd have it. She'd be in the bag.
Oh, my God, in the bag. So Valentine's Day has risen in popularity. I love this. In fact, it inspires me. You know, you think about, you know, doing a holiday luncheon for your girls or whatever it is, but it's celebrated on February 13th. And it's really risen in popularity. Galentine's Day, ladies celebrating ladies, and XOXO didn't always mean hugs and kisses. I didn't realize this. The origins of the signature, however, stem from the Middle Ages. The Washington Post reported that during those times, X symbolized the Christian cross, and letters ended with the sign of the cross, and a kiss to symbolize an oath. As the gestures became more popular in literature, letters, and paperwork, it came to mean something had been sealed with a kiss.
Okay. Let's finish up. Do you know who William Post is? No. But you know what he did. William Post just passed away. He was 98 years old. He worked for a biscuit company, later known as Keebler Company. Whereas a plant manager, he was asked by executives from Kellogg's to create a new product. He put a team together, and he invented the Pop-Tart. Hmm. In a 2021 interview, He said they began testing the Pop-Tart by selling it at shopping malls and soon realized the product was a better fit for a kid's market. So Pop-Tarts, which has become part of our culture. Have you ever eaten Pop-Tarts?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Everybody. Ben.
Love him.
Okay.
I mean, as a kid, you put them
in a toaster.
And they made them so they fit into a toaster. They put this incredible amount of sugar inside a cookie, and then you warmed it up, and then they put more sugar on top of it.
It's tasty.
Then you'd have that for breakfast, and you go off to school. Yeah!
Yeah, I mean, we were so active in those days. I don't remember, maybe as in the 70s, I don't remember, diabetes being a deal. I don't remember a kid struggling with weight. I don't remember any of that. And I mean, that we did sugar coated cereal in the morning and Pop-Tarts on the run.
There you go.
In between a paper towel. Well,
because we were more, I think kids were more active back then. Hey, Crackmaster Windshield Repair is bringing us this portion of the show. Jeff Worst, locally owned shop, locally run business, been here a couple of decades, fixing windshields. And he does a great job. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff Worst can fix it. For a free inspection and analysis for your vehicle, RV, SUV, trucks, cars, bring it down to Jeff. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's a veteran-owned business, and I tell you what, I just love Jeff Worst and the work he does. He really, really puts out a great product. And
I agree.
Right back.
We send a lot of people to him, and they're very happy with his work.
Somebody was listening to the show today and called up with some information about the Rand Paul speech that I have not seen anywhere else, and I'm not going to say anything about it because I do not see that on any piece of literature that was sent to me by the Rand Paul people and the local Republican Party. So you called and said something about the whoever attends needs to do something. Well, I want you to call back and talk to me. I'll leave the studio and I'll go in and I'll talk to you. If you don't call back, I'm going to give these tickets away in about 10 minutes, or this ticket away in about 10 minutes. Okay, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center. Since 1982. American flags, American made.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 29-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven leader in law enforcement and government. Someone who gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
A new voice for the North State who will finally represent everyone in District 1.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mazzano for Assembly 2024.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474, for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of AJ Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Please join Election Integrity Project California and United Sovereign Americans on February 17th, 11 a.m. at Reading Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room, for an exciting election presentation. United Sovereign Americans is working with Californians to develop court-worthy evidence regarding violation of federal law to certify invalid elections. Invalid elections include those in which voter rolls contain registrants that do not qualify to be counted, such as deceased, duplicates, or those who have moved. Mark your calendars, February 17th, 11 a.m., Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room, for an exciting election presentation. Thank you.
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day. KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio, streaming on KCNR1460.com. We're working on a new website, by the way. We've been working along with a guy and his group, and I don't know, we keep changing things, but be patient with us, because it's going to be really good. Maxwell Insurance, talk about really good. As we're aging, boomers, insurance, life plans, etc., and you look into, maybe, you know, you've got through whatever your New Year's resolution, and you just, like, it's just too much. And you're thinking about, like, what does 2024 look like? The little, you know, we come in thinking we're going to do all these changes, and then one thing at a time. And so having the security of knowing what your plan is a place that where you can rest in knowing, this is where insurance is, where my insurance is, where my financial needs are. And that's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, for all your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. They're located on Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. Speaking of insurance, I wasn't here yesterday, but I do want to talk about being in the studio today and having the window in that unfortunate incident that happened while a live broadcast was happening, and we got a call. We were in Reno for the Super Bowl. You know, just as a business owner, you never get away from it. You never get away from it. And we get a call, and it's just, you know, the alarms go off in your body. Like, what? So this is my first day in the studio. It's cold in here. And we have the window taped, but we can sure certainly hear the street noise. And, Carl, so yesterday, both of the...
Yeah, Channel 7, Channel 12.
Called.
Yeah, Sam Comini stopped by. There's been... Somebody made a statement that they thought it was a politically motivated attack. Here's the thing is, if we had not had, if the show, which was going on, and by the way, you can hear, we played it yesterday. In fact, hey, Ben, can you do that again? Can you play that piece again? Do you have it up someplace?
Yes, I'll get it up.
Okay, why don't you just play that?
Almost ready?
Almost ready. I didn't warn you before this.
No, you didn't.
I didn't think we were going there, but...
Thank you for paying attention, Ben.
Yep.
I think I have it here.
Okay.
And so now we're doing that as an institution.
Yeah, turn it up.
It's to basically keep stuff secret.
As high as it goes.
Sorry, we have to take a really quick break. No, we don't have to take a quick break. She's waving her arms. Something's happening. Okay, we're not taking a break. We're continuing to talk. Okay, that was fun.
Oh, well, I got a question.
I love live radio. Okay, go on. Oh! Sure. Well, something bad just happened.
Okay.
Is everybody okay?
Yeah, okay.
Then don't go out there.
Somebody's yelling, don't go out there, but Christina went out there and identified it. This, they were talking to a lawyer from San Francisco, a Democrat, who was in defense of the rights of parents to have something to say about what's going on in the schools and transgender and, for children. So, but Christina went out there, the Ukrainian princess, and she identified the guy. And the Rock is sitting here on our studio. In fact, we're going to make it the Weather Rock for the studio, probably. Or we're going to auction it off to help pay to replace the window.
Well, and later on, she identified, and later on, another staff person. And I just want to mention names.
I did already.
They followed this guy. They went to him in kind of cognito as if they wanted to bum a cigarette, et cetera. They discovered where he was camped. They called the police. There is a report.
Police met him there, but the guy was gone.
Yeah.
So there is
a picture of him, and it seems from because this person is camped in a place here or nearby.
It's almost.
And gone. I was like, why is it our window? Not that, it could have been Kobe's. It could have been Odell's. It just happened. And like you said, the shade was down. We have a shade that goes up. I like it up because I like to see the street, going by in the lights. Some people like it down. So it was down during the show. And did this guy randomly just have a rock and just decide, oh, one, two, three, that window, boom. But what surprised me is how it really broke. The glass broke. So now, as you know, just our listeners, we, as KCNR, will be out. This is what we feel bad about with so many businesses, because we're experiencing the gut punch of we're going to be out. Like Carl and Linda, owners of the station, will be out the money to replace this window. Not the office building. Our insurance...
We'll cover some
of it.
We're still discussing it. So,
but I mean,
we should have. Somebody said, "Are you gonna, put a? You gonna have a GoFundMe page to replace the window? It's gonna be like $1,400."
Yeah.
And but when the radio, TV stations, you heard me talk to one of them. What I said was, No, I don't think this was politically motivated, and I'm almost positive that. Now, if somebody comes up and shows me it was, like when they catch this guy and they say, why'd you do it? And he doesn't remember it because he's on drugs, and he just happened to be carrying around that. We were just, you know, a target of opportunity. I think that's what it was. And we're just like the other small businesses in this town. We have now been touched by the group of people out there that have no respect for private property, for our town, and it's not all the homeless, don't get started on that, but it's a group. They don't care, they're on drugs, they're crazy, whatever it is, but we were on the recipient of a rock, and if they had not had that
shade down,
the glass could have injured somebody. The rock stopped next to Aaron Ryan. It was We the People. I mean, it was laying there right here. And this is something, I mean, this, if it had hit her, there would have been damage.
And I could see why
it would have damaged anybody. It's that big.
I could see why at this particular point, because people are so crazy with political adversary in any direction, that I could understand what that's the first. In fact, that was the first thing I thought, because there we are at a Super Bowl day going.
Yeah, this happened, by the way, in the middle of the afternoon before the Super Bowl. It happened at like 11:45. No, it happened at like 12:45 in the day, broad daylight, and this guy throws a rock through the window. That's why I'm thinking it was somebody that's on drugs or mentally off or whatever, because if it was a political thing, I would have thought that, you know, they would have been smarter.
tomorrow morning, you've got somebody on who's been a direct recipient.
Well, we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back, and I'm giving away the Rand Paul ticket. As soon as we get back from this break.
Can love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Hobbs, running for supervisor in District 2. We need to fight tyrannical state overreach in this county, and I'm just the person for the job. Shasta must maintain its sovereignty. A vote for me is a vote for local control over hand-counted elections, no state-funded windmills or other green energy nonsense, and absolutely no mask mandates or lockdowns. Make Shasta great again and vote for Laura Hobbs on March 5th. And visit me at VoteLauraHobbs.com for more info.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for supervisor. District 2, 2024.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Have you turned on the news? Gavin Newsom is running for president. He just hasn't told you yet. He's leaving a trail of destructive policies, a $70 billion budget deficit, rising crime rates, and raging homelessness. Assemblyman James Gallagher isn't going to let him ruin the North State on the way out.
This is James Gallagher. Because of Gavin Newsom, the California dream is now a nightmare. Gavin Newsom spends more time campaigning in other states about national issues than addressing our needs here. He tramples all over our individual freedoms and supports new tax increases, all while releasing dangerous criminals into our neighborhoods. I've had enough. I've taken on Gavin Newsom and won, and I'm going to keep taking him on for you. We will stop his plans to undermine Prop 13 and raise taxes, hold him accountable for not securing our border, and end his giveaways at your expense. Please visit my website, electjamesgallagher.com and join my movement to help stop Gavin Newsom.
Paid for by James Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while the floor of our jail is closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Laura Hobbs. As supervisor, I will fight for all the citizens of Shasta County. Some of the issues I care about are hand-counted elections at the precincts, a fair and just settlement for the victims of the Igo Ono fire and the Acid Canal debacle, and defending Shasta's sovereignty from tyrannical state-down control. I'm against the windmills in Shasta County, and I support the Second Amendment. To find out more, visit VoteLauraHobbs.com. Vote Laura Hobbs on March 5th and make Shasta great again.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Hey, if it seems like the breaks are a little bit longer, they are, because we've sold out the show totally, and so, but we have to add a minute because a lot of people like advertising.
And politic time.
And it's that time of the year again. We always do it. So, let's go to the phones. Katie. Hello? Katie?
Hello?
You're
Good
on.
Morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm so sorry that happened to your studio, you know, and that morning we were on the show, we had Erin Friday on. She's the lead proponent for ProtectKidsCA.com. They are putting forward an initiative to protect our children from sterilization, making sure parents have their rights when children are being socially transitioned at school, and then protecting girls' spaces and girls' sports. So, and we've had a lot of pushback and a lot of violence towards us in pushing these initiatives and gathering signatures for them. That, and as well as the other one, the other initiative that is put forward by Walmart for lowering that $950, where people can steal whatever they want up to that point and not get in trouble.
Right.
And also making fentanyl a crime. Right now it's just really a misdemeanor.
Yeah, making it like a level.
People are victimized by, you know, it's ridiculous.
Sure.
And you know, when we show up places and we have people, you know, with their fingers in our faces, screaming our heads off, and we have people in the comment section of the KRCR on Facebook celebrating that if a trans activist were to be the one to do it, that they would be finally fighting back. That's the situation we're in. And, you know, we, you know, we're not going to stop. We're not going to stop moving forward because we know what this will do. This will end things like this being able to happen, and the accountability piece will be there. And then as far as our children goes, you know, that's where my heart is. And so
Katie,
at the end of the day,
Katie, I understand, and I know you're getting pushback, and I know people have said horrible, nasty things to you, written things. You know, we've seen that. We've seen that too.
And I'm sorry for that.
And we really are sorry for that. But I just really believe that in this case, in the middle of the day, and who we saw and after we followed them, that this was just some wacko.
It was random. However, random. I can see.
Totally understand.
The feeling of
and
rawness.
The fear.
I've been there this year with the mob mentality that came after me.
Last year. Yeah.
But it was still raw.
It's still raw.
And so you feel like it, anywhere you turn, violence can happen because it's that. That aggressiveness.
People have just lost it. People have just lost it over the last six years.
And it feels like, oh, wouldn't you know, we're on the air talking about this, and here comes Iraq. And I'm so glad
nobody was hurt.
There's still like a PTSD of the moment.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad nobody was hurt.
And honestly, you guys are really the true victims here. At the end of the day, I mean, we've got to get people out there to sign these petitions to turn this stuff around. We need to make sure that fentanyl is not accessible. They're targeting our people, our youth. They're ending up in these states of mind. At the end of the day, I just keep saying a rock through a live broadcast through a window says, I don't like what you're saying. At the end of the day, I mean,
I understand.
You know,
that.
Obviously, we're gonna, you know, find out more as we go along. I hope this person gets some accountability, no matter what. And I also want to say that don't be too prideful to put up a GoFundMe, or someone needs to do it on your behalf, because, you know, you have a lot of listeners who really do appreciate you guys, and you know, they would want to give some money towards it. I know that I would. And, you know, I've been very thankful for having this medium where I've been able to get out there and say the things that I'm passionate about. So, and you guys allow that for both sides. So I think that there's a lot of people that would want to support you. And so I'm just going to say, don't rob them of that.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
We are definitely not. We're not changing. And if you'd like to start a GoFundMe page for that, I need $1,483. $1,483.
Yeah.
And if we can get that, then, you know what? That would really be nice. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you, Katie, because I got to give away a Rand Paul ticket. Senator Rand Paul is going to be in town. let me see which day it is, because my computer has reset itself again. God bless it. And, yeah.
Hello. Phone call.
530-605-4567. An evening with Senator Rand Paul is going to be on the 24th. Now, the venue is going to be announced a couple of days ahead of time. All right. So, you call first. Okay. Is that okay? They're calling in for that. We've got that phone call. And it's one ticket to see Senator Rand Paul. Now, I'm going to give another one away around eight, right after the 8:30 break. So, we'll give away two tickets today. I'll give away a ticket tomorrow and a ticket Friday and then a ticket next week until the 24th. Okay. And, you're going to have to go through the little mechanics there, but we've got your name and phone number, and we're going to tell you how to get that ticket.
February 24th?
How many? Is it
one ticket? Just one ticket.
Okay. That ticket has been won.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. And
you got a name and a phone number, right?
Ben? He's on the phone with
me.
Yeah.
More people are calling. Okay, we've given away the ticket.
February 24th or March 24th?
February 24th.
Right, yeah.
It's about 10 days from today, and the venue is going to be announced 2 days ahead of time. And see, you know why they do that? And what Katie was saying is a perfect example. And things we've talked about for years. People have lost it. I can go up to a friend who's a Democrat who is extremely liberal, and we can talk about it. But there's people out there that just get so vociferous. They get nasty. They get feral. They can't stand to listen to somebody else. And it's not only not listen to them, they want to take away their right to say anything. That's fascism. That's fascism, my friends. You know? So, anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got the Shasta Scout with us, an online newspaper, and Annalise Pierce. And we'll be getting in touch with the person who won the ticket today. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A Georgia judge is scheduled a hearing tomorrow on a motion to bar Fulton County DA Fannie Willis from pursuing her election interference case against former President Trump.
A defense attorney in the case argued in a court filing last month that a romantic relationship between Willis and Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade disqualifies them both. The filing says Willis personally benefited from the prosecution when Wade paid for vacations for the pair, creating a conflict of interest. The DA has acknowledged the relationship, but has said it has no bearing on the serious criminal charges against Trump. I'm Julie Walker.
The already thin GOP majority in the House is shrinking even more. Democrat Tom Suozzi has won a special election. Suozzi defeated Republican Mozzie Pillip. Suozzi will take the seat left vacant by the ouster of George Santos. House Republicans have voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. Next will be an impeachment trial in the Democrat-controlled Senate. Dangerous, un-American. That's how President Biden described some recent remarks by former President Trump.
The president is disgusted with Trump for saying he would allow Russia to do whatever it wants to NATO member nations that he thinks aren't paying enough in defense spending.
It's dumb. It's shameful. It's dangerous. It's un-American.
He condemned the former president's remarks, saying when America gives its word, it means something.
When we make a commitment, we keep it. And NATO is a sacred commitment.
And he vowed to uphold America's commitment to the alliance. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Three Washington, D.C. police officers shot this morning apparently suffered non-life-threatening wounds. Homicides and carjackings fueling a shocking rise in violent crime in the capital city. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 7 points, while the Nasdaq trading 55 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
New FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH in the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Ukraine's military says it deployed drones to sink a Russian landing ship in the Black Sea.
We are talking about a landing ship that can carry several hundred tons of cargo, hundreds of personnel, and up to a dozen armored vehicles. It is the most efficient way for Russian forces to move men and equipment for its southern war effort off the Ukrainian coast. And we make this the 24th Russian vessel that has been damaged or destroyed by Ukraine, which barely has a navy.
The BBC's James Waterhouse. Powerful winds have killed a man, bringing widespread destruction across Australia's second most populous state, Victoria, leaving 530,000 homes and businesses without power and fanning fires that have consumed homes and injured five firefighters. One official says the winds are up to 98 miles per hour across Victoria state. News and analysis, townhall.com. Labor turbulence rocks the airlines.
Flight attendants are growing frustrated with the major airlines. At O'Hare Airport in Chicago, Southwest flight attendant and union leader Corliss King says it's been a year since pilots got big pay raises.
We are not standing down any longer to substandard contracts, to substandard conditions, to substandard wages.
King says flight attendants haven't been rewarded for working through the pandemic and being responsible for passenger safety. What's the next step?
We are ready to take all available options that are afforded to us.
Last fall, flight attendants rejected a deal with Southwest. Airline strikes can be delayed or blocked by federal mediators, the president, or Congress. I'm Ed Donahue.
Thousands of ride-hailing workers are parking their cars, picketing today at major airports in what organizers say is their largest strike so far, a drive for better pay and improved benefits. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The ground zero of freedom.
Happy Valentine's and happy Galentine's. And before we go to anything else, we're going to go to the phones right now because we have on the air live Tom and June Snook celebrating 71 years of marriage. My parents, this is the epitome of what it is to stay together. Happy Valentine's and happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So
yeah, we just heard somebody striking on our anniversary. Now, how dare they?
Who's
striking?
Okay, so what advice do you give to people, especially Linda and me, about how do you stay together for 71 years?
Just get in line and wait your turn.
It's hard to really talk about, to really break down and what rules follow.
Yeah, there are.
I guess you just have to really care for each other and respect each other and hang in there.
Yeah, I think that's what I've seen because, you know, growing up, I mean, everybody argues.
Yeah.
But nobody ever left.
Correct.
And there were plenty of times, I'm sure you felt like, I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah.
No, we never even got to the door.
Well, that's because she shot you with a deer tranquilizer one time. No.
I was wounded. I was limping.
I keep him alive with my nagging.
Well, you know what? I just want to tell you how much I love you and how, you know, you brought me into the family when Linda and I, you know, are getting married, and you've always treated me like a son, and I just want to tell you how much I appreciate it. And I look at you all when Linda and I, you know, we're both volatile at times, but I look at you two and say, you know what, your parents bicker, and yet 71 years later, it's so clear how much y'all love each other.
Well, we feel the same way about you, and thank you for being in our family and keep our family together.
Wow.
Very important to us.
Well.
Yeah, because it takes different aspects of glue, I think.
Yeah.
At times, you know, maybe when there's four legs on a table and the fifth one may not be strong to bring in that sixth leg or whatever it is. And that's a weird analogy, but it is true. And you know what? You guys have just always been there, and we love you, and happy, happy, happy anniversary. You are just especially all of our friends in Reading are just, like, amazed at your stamina.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. And we're just going to have a quiet day. In fact, I'm going to go get my facial.
Oh, me too. Me too. Okay, Mom, we'll have facials together.
I get to sit in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how we stay together.
Well, happy anniversary, and we love you.
Well,
we love you too, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Okay. All right, we had to do that.
71 years they got married. My mom was 20.
Yeah, and your dad and your brother 73.
And my dad was 22. He was in the Navy, and then they went to Guam. My brother was born in Guam, and the story's there. Anyway, let's go to the weather.
Her mom traveled. Wait a minute. Her mom, who was like 8 months pregnant, got on a plane.
Like a bomber plane.
Like a C-130. And for all you veterans and that know what a C-130 is, I mean, this is not an airliner. This has got seats along the side with canvas. And she flew from San Francisco to Guam.
Yeah.
When she was 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And got there and then had.
Yeah, that might
had your brother.
Yep.
Lee, became part of the Guamanian mothers group there. So,
well, they didn't
nursed by Guamanian.
They couldn't.
Mothers.
They didn't have any housing on the base, so my dad had to. They transformed some house in a Guamanian village, and that's where my brother. That's where I mean the stories.
Anyway,
and the bugs. Okay. Anyway, rain and breezy today with a high of 52, overnight lows of 44. There is a wind advisory. Looks like we could have winds up to about 36 miles. There could be gusts up to 36 miles per hour today. And rain tonight with our wind maybe getting to be at 20 miles per hour. So, girls, when you're going out tonight with your hair.
Yeah, there is wind advisory.
Make sure you've got a lot of spray and a Thursday showers mostly before 5 p.m. with a high near 54 and Thursday night, 40% chance of showers again. With our overnight lows of 44, as we get to the weekend, we've got rain with about 54 on Saturday. Sunday, chance of showers once again. And Washington's birthday, rain again with a high near 54. The weather is brought to you by an Anderson veteran-owned company that is
a family-owned, family-run business. They have been around a couple of decades.
Shack the Gas Propane.
And they give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other great programs. They treat their customers like real friends.
365-3793. Yep.
Yep.
Over each other.
Can't help.
Smiling while we're doing it.
Hey, we're here with Annalise Pierce, who's probably wondering why she even came in today. the editor and founder of the Shasta Scout. Good morning.
Good morning. I loved hearing these love stories.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They're really nice people. And in today's society of recyclables, where we recycle everything, including marriages, it's nice to see. My parents were married 60-something years before Dad passed. And then you see them because they don't always get along, just like everybody. But there was something there. I don't know if it was the time frame that they all grew up in, you know, through the Depression and the World War II and then, you know, then the 50s. But he worked for Aerojet and always worked for Aerojet after he got out of the Navy. And he served in the Korean War. So I don't know. Maybe it was that basis that they had of things were tough, but you get through it.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of older couples that stay together, they've mastered some of the civil discourse that maybe our society needs today.
They should give lectures on it. You're absolutely right. Because I really think that at some point, you know, when you see marriages break up, that something said, and that was it. You know, that went too far. And maybe not even actions, but what people were saying. What people say to each other. And we're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. It's civil discourse and some more about Annalise and the Shasta Scout. We'll be right back after these messages.
I need you.
What a
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, this is Wynn Carpenter. I'm running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 3. And I'm ready to serve. I would be honored to be your conservative representative and look forward to doing so. I support the direction the majority of the current board is headed. I support the elimination of the impact fees. I support the Charter County proposal, which will give the local government more control on what we do and how we do it. I support the Second Amendment as stated in the federal and state constitutions. Therefore, I would push to make Shasta County a constitutional carry county. I support a fair and transparent election with traceable and verifiable data. I will stand with the Planning Commission and Board of Supervisors to fight the state and its heavy-handedness to shove the Fountain Windmill Project down our throats. I will stand against any imposition from the state, no matter the issue, on legislative or executive matters under the jurisdiction of the Board of Supervisors of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Wynn Carpenter, Supervisor, District 3.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 29-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven leader in law enforcement and government. Someone who gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
A new voice for the North State who will finally represent everyone in District 1.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mazzano for Assembly 2024.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier oil change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park and Anderson. Across from Roundtable Pizza, Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Please join Election Integrity Project California and United Sovereign Americans on February 17th, 11 a.m. at Reading Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room, for an exciting election presentation. United Sovereign Americans is working with Californians to develop court-worthy evidence regarding violation of federal law to certify invalid elections. Invalid elections include those in which voter rolls contain registrants that do not qualify to be counted, such as deceased, duplicates, or those who have moved. Mark your calendars, February 17th, 11 a.m., Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room, for an exciting election presentation. Thank you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Good times never seem so good.
So good, so good, so good.
All right. When did that happen?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I wonder when it became a stadium.
It happened at the Super Bowl.
I know, but when did the stadium become a stadium song and everybody came with these came up with these echoes.
Anyway, who cares?
Yeah, what you know, look that up.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, the ground zero for rocks and from deranged people. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, they're the only ones out there with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Less pain, less intrusive, faster recovery times. They have the TAVR valve replacement where a valve in your heart can be replaced without open heart surgery. They are a teaching hospital where they have this residency program. It has 13 physicians in the residency program there that work there not only at the hospital but at local clinics and now the VA. And they've got 1,900 applicants for the next 10 spots. Think about that. There's a lot of people that they're going to be looking at and take the cream of the crop only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're here with Annalise Pierce, the founder and chief editor and chief writer for the Shasta Scout, even though you've got more people in there working with you now. Annalise, tell us about you.
Yeah, so I founded Shasta Scout about 2 years ago. We're free online news for Shasta County, and we're very focused on providing in-depth, researched, factual information for the public as a service to help people to become more engaged in their local community and in local government. So our goal is give you the information that allows you to make the decisions you want for your community and advocate for those.
And I will tell you this, you know, some people, it's a liberal. I don't see it as that. I have not seen that. And at least I frankly couldn't tell by reading your articles which side you're on. Much like Bruce Ross when he was writing for the Record Searchlight. You couldn't tell. I had no idea he was a Republican. I had no idea. Or a Democrat. But I like to read your articles. There's a lot of facts in there. And, you know, on those rare occasions that you make a mistake, I mean, the next day it's in big print. I was wrong about this, and you fix it. Mm-hmm. I like that. And you listen to your readers, too. I'm sure people have comments and stuff. You've responded. You know, I said, well, usually I just say, that was a good article. Sometimes.
And you can go to Shasta Scout. It looks like there's some wonderful articles. Meet Laura Hobbs. Meet Mary Rickert. Meet Suzanne Barrymore.
You got all the candidates.
Yeah, and so you go in your style of writing. It's very informative.
Yeah, the goal is to build trust in local news. I mean, I think no matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, what part of the political spectrum you're on, there's distrust in the media right now, and that is well-earned distrust. And I think it's, you know, it's my job as part of the media now to help rebuild that trust by, like you said, you know, being very clear with corrections, being honest about mistakes, and also working to build trust with politicians on all sides, being sure to value their voice and to represent them clearly and honestly to the people. So that's a big part of how we approach our political candidate.
So what's the biggest problem you think we're facing in politics today? I mean, local politics.
I definitely think one big problem is, you know, the inability to stay focused on policy and instead targeting people. There's a lot of back and forth. There's a lot of politicizing, you know, sort of name calling, that kind of thing. Sometimes people behave badly. Sometimes politicians behave badly. But even when somebody behaves badly, we can still stay focused on the policy at hand rather than the character of the person. One thing I've noticed is usually people they support someone originally because of the policies, mm-hmm. and they stay loyal to them over time because of those policies. They don't tend to be swayed by this person behaved badly because they say, I like their policy. So what we really need to focus on as a community is, are these policies working for us? Do they benefit us? And make sure that's where the conversation stays focused rather than on the personalities or that kind of thing.
No, I thoroughly agree that, you know, I would say that I saw a sea change when COVID hit. What say you?
Yeah, I would agree. I think that there's, you know, there's reasons for that, right? Like it stirred up a lot of fear and a lot of concern. about people feeling disempowered, losing their agency.
Losing their businesses.
Yeah, losing their economic interest. Yeah. And these are very, very important things for people. Again, you know, it comes back to there's differences of opinion on how COVID should have been handled or how things like that should be handled moving forward. Let's stay focused on those policies, you know, advocating for what benefits us and our community, whether it's keeping businesses open, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, I think what happened was because of the fear and the draconian measures that some agencies put out there, you know, closing things down. Okay, we're going to open the restaurants after you put in all these thousands of dollars worth of plexiglass and separating and all these things, and then closing it down on a Monday at a whim from Governor Newsom. This is just one example. This is the one I thought was the most egregious, only because they were letting them open up. They had bought all their food for the week, and everybody was happy, and then you shut them down again. And that had a tremendous impact on people we know that have restaurants. You know, and enough so that it was like, what am I supposed to do? And that feeling of powerlessness causes anger. And then I can lay it all at when COVID start, you know, when COVID hit, and you're right. I would hope that they're going to handle it, something, another emergency, better than they did that one, because that caught, I mean, we're still paying for that one, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to learn from COVID, from how COVID was handled, and that's one of the things I'd like to see our community come together around more. You know, we can all look back now and say there were things that made sense to be done based on the science, and then there were things that were an overreaction, that were fear-based. I think we can all look back and say children suffered as a result.
Oh my gosh.
That's a fact, right? That's a data-driven fact.
That is a fact. Our, you know, test scores, kids, higher suicide rates, more overdoses on drugs for just society, all of that. But the other thing that seems like we lost was this ability. I'm sure you and I probably don't agree on some things, but there's no doubt in my mind you and I could sit down and talk about it, and we walk away without feeling I need to pick up the rock and hit you in the head with it. It seems like that kind of, we've lost that, being able to discuss things.
Yeah, there's, what I'm noticing right now is there's a lot of tit for tat. You know, there's a lot of, you're going to say this and I'm going to say this back. And as we all know from childhood, from bullying, that doesn't go very well. That doesn't work very well.
Yeah.
You know, the best thing to do a lot of times is walk away, choose the higher ground, you know. And what one of the things, you know, I have an Instagram, Annalise Pierce Reports, and I talk a lot about how I make decisions, about how I write my stories, why I write them the way I do. Sometimes I critique other media. And one of the things I say is, you know, remember when you see a critique of a politician that you don't like, would you be comfortable with the same critique of somebody you do like? You know, would you be comfortable with the same standard of how this person's being critiqued if it was applied to somebody you do like? If we wrote an article about Modi, you know, in this particular way, with this particular tone, and then the same article about crime, like, would you be okay with both of those sides? Because that's kind of how we learn, is this more about my anger? Is this more about my fear? Or is this more about policy? And I think sometimes we think that we can change the rules depending on whether or not we like the politician at hand.
Oh, bravo. And we see this in our major media now. People hated Trump. Anything that could be said. Most of the time, a good reporter goes with more than one source. Is that, I mean, I'm not a trained reporter, but isn't that the way it usually is?
Yeah, there are multiple ways to corroborate a source, you know, and there are extenuating circumstances depending on the nature of the allegations. But it is, yes, often there's usually more than one way to at least triangulate the story, you know.
Triangulate it, because you can come in from different ways to say, okay, this is what this person says, but what's some underlying documentation or some proof on this? It seems like we, from local to national, they'll just rely on one source, whether in unnamed sources, anonymous sources. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't trust those. I just don't trust them anymore.
Well, anonymous sources are sometimes appropriate, but there are specific rules, you know, in the journalism code of ethics about how to work with an anonymous source and how to portray them to the public. There are times when protecting a source's anonymity is important, and I've done that as well.
Well, I can kind of understand that. Somebody's on the inside and does that. But as long as you take what the source gives you, and then you go out and start looking. Like, I was told something the other day, and I went, I'm not going to say that. I am just not going to say that because I don't know if it's true.
Yeah, so I spoke to high school students recently at Central Valley, and, you know, I talked to them about the First Amendment and how the First Amendment is there to protect the freedom of the press, but it's also there to protect the freedom of the people, to be able to speak without fear of the press, you know. So there's libel laws. There's things like that that are intended to ensure that the press treats people fairly. And that's our responsibility. And it's also the reader's responsibility. I always want to remind the community that, you know, it's the reader's responsibility to think about the news they're engaging with and to choose wisely. Choose media you trust, you know, and be thoughtful about the allegations being made or the facts being reported. Are they supported by the research in the article?
And I want to talk about that when we get back, about how people select their media, because that's really important, too. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, yes, Cypress Square Barbershop, my home away from home. It's right off of Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, and it's locally owned, locally operated, as are all the businesses we talk about. And they've been there for over 30 years. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a family-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I've never had a bad haircut there in 16 years, maybe even 17 now. I go by appointments. I give them a call at 530-244-9478, which I'm going to call when I get off the air so I can get my hair cut. Or you can just stop in. If they've got a nifty spot there, you're going to get a great haircut. Man's last stronghold, my friends. Man's last stronghold.
Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Hobbs, running for supervisor in District 2. We need to fight tyrannical state overreach in this county, and I'm just the person for the job. Shasta must maintain its sovereignty. A vote for me is a vote for local control over hand-counted elections, no state-funded windmills or other green energy nonsense, and absolutely no mask mandates or lockdowns. Make Shasta great again and vote for Laura Hobbs on March 5th. And visit me at VoteLauraHobbs.com for more info.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Have you turned on the news? Gavin Newsom is running for president. He just hasn't told you yet. He's leaving a trail of destructive policies, a $70 billion budget deficit, rising crime rates, and raging homelessness. Assemblyman James Gallagher isn't going to let him ruin the North State on the way out.
This is James Gallagher. Because of Gavin Newsom, the California dream is now a nightmare.
Gavin Newsom spends more time campaigning in other states about national issues than addressing our needs here. He tramples all over our individual freedoms and supports new tax increases, all while releasing dangerous criminals into our neighborhoods. I've had enough. I've taken on Gavin Newsom and won, and I'm going to keep taking him on for you. We will stop his plans to undermine Prop 13 and raise taxes, hold him accountable for not securing our border, and end his giveaways at your expense. Please visit my website, electjamesgallagher.com, and join my movement to help stop Gavin Newsom.
Paid for by James Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while a floor of our jail is closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Hi, I'm Laura Hobbs. As supervisor, I will fight for all the citizens of Shasta County. Some of the issues I care about are hand-counted elections at the precincts, a fair and just settlement for the victims of the Igo Ono fire and the Acid Canal debacle, and defending Shasta's sovereignty from tyrannical state-down control. I'm against the windmills in Shasta County, and I support the Second Amendment. To find out more, visit VoteLauraHobbs.com. Vote Laura Hobbs on March 5th and make Shasta great again.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. It is 8:36 in the morning. It is the 14th, or Valentine's Day, everybody. Did I throw out the
Galentine's?
We already talked about Four Winds Jewelry, but it's a great place to go down. It's not too late. You say I'm at work, and then you can, you know, bring something home. We are going to give away that second Rand Paul ticket. I think it's on, what, February 24th. Yeah, it's like 10 days from today. Whoever calls in first, 530-605-4567, you're going to get a ticket to Senator, to hear Senator Rand Paul. It's a, there it hasn't been announced where he's going to be at yet. They will reach out to you and tell you where the event's going to be because of there's crazy people out there that don't want to hear other people speak. So let's just take away their rights. They don't have First Amendment rights. So let's just take away their rights there. So we've getting phone calls are coming in, and we're going to need your name, full name, and your phone number so we can get back to you with the instructions on how to do it. Okay. We're here with Annalise Pearson. We're just having great discussions during the breaks. And when we were talking about how do people pick, people have a tendency, from what I understand, to go to media sites that they agree with. That doesn't, so that only gives you like one side of something. And instead of checking, like Linda was on, she was just on the Huffington Post, but she also looks at Fox News. So it's kind of like you're seeing the same story, two different takes on it. Mm-hmm. And then now you have to figure out, which you should, well, which one of those is true. So then you try and find a third source that's talking about it. What say you?
Yeah, I absolutely think we should all be critiques of media, and I think we should be very thoughtful. And I think, like you said, we should be getting out of our echo chambers to examine different sources of news. One of the things I'm kind of proud of is that people struggle to know what side Shasta Scout takes. Are we liberal? Are we conservative? But we're not. We're neither. We're independent. We have readers and donors across the political spectrum. And our goal, whether you're on the right or the left, is to encourage you to be a more informed consumer of media, to hold us accountable, to ask us the hard questions, to tell us when you think we got it wrong. We've had some robust conversations about our political candidate series, about who we've interviewed and who we haven't interviewed yet, about editorial notes we've included on some of the articles. These are the conversations I want to have with readers. Ask me the hard questions, you know. Push me to become better at my job. So, yes, I absolutely believe in being an informed media consumer.
Well, I think it's very important that we discuss whether you're for or against, that I would think as a candidate you would want to be interviewed, because you know that there's going to be a twist. There could be a twist. And what you're saying is that you want to not have a twist. You're trying to, through your eyes, interview a candidate and give to the reader the information that was discussed, the questions discussed, and you report that. So there are a few candidates, many of whom have been interviewed, and a few that refuse.
Yes.
And that, I have to say, bugs me. Because we know what it's like. You know, whether you like us or you don't like us, I mean, it does become personal. You can't become personal. But of what it is to be interviewed and have things that aren't said, but you've got to do that if you're serving the public. If you truly are putting your name on a ballot, you are serving the public. Now you got to put your feelings aside. It's very difficult to do that. That's why I could never do it. And you know, Carl was approached, and it was very tough for me because I thought people are so, at this point, we'll go through your garbage, we'll be slanderous, we'll maybe throw a rock, I don't know. We'll do what they're doing, but I doubt that that happened because it, but anyway, so some people refuse to be interviewed if they don't particularly like your style.
Yeah, I know Mr. Jones, Patrick Jones, he has refused to be interviewed by me. And I want to emphasize absolutely his right to turn me down. And I respect that he is able to do that. I do want to say, you know, Mr. Cry and Mr. Kellstrom, they did both sit down for interviews with me at the last race, and I think that they are pleased with the result. It is never, I say this at the beginning of all of my important interviews, I am not here to entrap you. And if you say something that you don't want on the record, that you slipped out, let me know. I'm not here to try to catch you. But on the other hand, if you say something that is absolutely factually wrong and confusing and misleading to the public, I will put an editorial note to let people know. So I personally think it's free media. You know, it's a free opportunity to let the public hear your voice. But I also think that sometimes politicians essentially blackball the media as a way to control the narrative, and that's something for people to also keep in mind.
You know, and I agree to that. I've reached out to several people. I think people get fair interviews in here, and because we don't endorse anybody, and people don't really know how probably we're going to vote, which is good. But the bottom line on it is that we want to give them a chance to explain themselves for an hour, 47 minutes, what they stand for. For the last 10 years, every politician, and almost every one of them has come through here, has said the same thing. Public safety, homelessness. Well, it's been 10 years, people. And some of you have been elected twice. It's worse. Want to explain that? So, I mean, that to me is a fair question.
Yes. politicians often are better at keeping their audience engaged than they are at answering policy questions in general. But that, you know, that's something for the reader to decide from reading the interviews, who has the best responses to the policy questions that matter. Because that's what we're voting on, I hope. We're not voting on personalities. We're voting on who can solve our community's problems, because we all want to live in a better community.
That's right. Okay, we're with Annalise Pierce from the Shasta Scout. We're going to take a quick break. A quick 4 minute and 30 second break.
I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hello, this is Wynn Carpenter. I'm running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 3, and I'm ready to serve. I would be honored to be your conservative representative and look forward to doing so. I support the direction the majority of the current board is headed. I support the elimination of the impact fees. I support the Charter County proposal, which will give the local government more control on what we do and how we do it. I support the Second Amendment as stated in the federal and state constitutions. Therefore, I would push to make Shasta County a constitutional carry county. I support a fair and transparent election with traceable and verifiable data. I will stand with the Planning Commission and Board of Supervisors to fight the state and its heavy-handedness to shove the Fountain Windmill Project down our throats. I will stand against any imposition from the state, no matter the issue, on legislative or executive matters under the jurisdiction of the Board of Supervisors of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Wynn Carpenter, Supervisor, District 3.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance.
Assistance, Alliance Heating and Air.
Please join Election Integrity Project California and United Sovereign Americans on February 17th, 11 a.m. at Reading Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room, for an exciting election presentation. United Sovereign Americans is working with Californians to develop court-worthy evidence regarding violation of federal law to certify invalid elections. Invalid elections include those in which voter rolls contain registrants that do not qualify to be counted, such as deceased, duplicates, or those who have moved. Mark your calendars, February 17th, 11 a.m., Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room, for an exciting election presentation. Thank you.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Hey, Aaron, who called in and won the ticket to listen to Rand, to spend an evening, not the night, but the evening with Rand Paul. We didn't get your phone number. Please call back again and give us your last name and your phone number. 530-605-4567. Please call. Because we have that. If we don't have that, we can't get you the ticket. So please call us back. Thank you. I'm here with Annalise Pierce from the Shasta Scout. Something we were talking about. You want to talk about the Board of Supervisors?
Yeah, I was just asking about, you know, some of the changes to policy rules within the board chambers. We have a new chair of the board starting in January, and there have been some shifts in how the situation is being managed. As you know, we've had a lot of disruptions over the last year, and
I'd say after the last 4 years.
It's been several years from various parts of the community on various topics.
Absolutely.
One change I've seen since the new chairs come in is, you know, there's a flat policy on the microphone turning off after the 3 minutes of public comment. It seems that that's managed by someone other than the chair themselves. And the thing I like about that is that ensures equality. So it ensures that whether or not the chair agrees with or likes the speaker or their speech, the microphone still goes off. And that's actually really important under the Brown Act, which is California's sunshine law, transparency law, is that when you enforce, you know, public rules, public meeting rules, you have to enforce them equally across the board.
Well, absolutely. I think it's a great idea. You know, and when, you know, they've got the business of the county. And if you hold an open mic session and it goes on for hours, I mean, how do you get the business done? The city gave 30 minutes at the front, said, okay, we're gonna do the city's business, and then anybody that wants to speak, as soon as the city business is concluded, line up. Because of things like that were happening several years ago. I saw in an article where individuals are disrupting the meeting, holding up signs or shouting. Has he done anything about that?
So when we talk about disrupting meeting, of course, we get into people's rights to expression, right? The First Amendment right to express your opinion in a public forum.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, one of the things that's really fascinating as a journalist, if I take the politics somewhat out of it, is to watch the different ways people are seeking to express their opinion and then how whether those ways are protected speech or not. So, for example, we do have an individual who has, at least for a week or two, was holding signs sort of behind the speaker as they spoke. And we saw that, you know, there was some legal counsel being given, you know, that the chair was really trying to walk that line of, is this person allowed to hold this sign up? And if so, I need to ensure that they do. You know, similarly with calls from the floor, I think that one has been very hard to equally enforce, or at least it hasn't been equally enforced for a long time. You know, people get excited, they cheer when somebody's clapping for, you know, the county employee. Everyone wants them to be able to clap, you know.
Sure.
But then when they're booing somebody or jeering at them or interrupting their speech with rude remarks, what, you know, no matter who's speaking, it becomes disruptive.
Could you clear the chambers? Could you clear the chambers with and say, okay, I'm clearing the chambers, and as you can come up and speak, and let people just come in by themselves and speak and then walk out. Could you do something like that because of disruptions?
So, they are allowed to hold meetings that are where the public is not allowed in as long as the media has access.
Yeah, so the media would stay there. And then so because everything's getting raucous, so, okay, I'm clearing the chamber, but here's my list of people who are going to be talking. It's going to be Joe, Mary, Carl, Annalise, in that order. Come on in and speak, and so you can, you know, talk to us because you're talking to us, essentially.
Yes. Yes. So the important thing is that they can't do their business outside of the view of the public and that the public should be allowed to
yeah.
speak. And of course, I think no chair wants to shut the public out.
No.
And so, you know, I think that's why we haven't reached that point yet. We did recently have, you know, the 10-minute intermission. And it's interesting because, you know, in the case of that last 10-minute intermission, you know, the person that yelled, they did disrupt the meeting. And sort of from what I understand from First Amendment attorneys, you know, the law standard says that if the public cannot conduct business, if the government officials cannot conduct the business of the public, then that is a true disruption for which there should be, you know, some changes, some feedback. So in that case, that did happen. The meeting was closed down temporarily, and when people returned, it was able to continue uninterrupted. And I think that was a win for the public.
Okay, good. Hey, let's go to the caller. Who is this?
They wanted me to ask the question.
You've got the question.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the question?
They said, Marge asks, why are you adding editor notes to the Laura Hobbs interview, but not Rickards or Barrowers? I can't say his name properly.
Okay.
Barrowers, yeah.
Barrowers, right. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, this is a great question. Thank you for asking it. It's something I've been corresponding with readers about. So when I present candidate interviews and let candidates, you know, give them the opportunity to speak in their own voice, which is what I do with my candidate interviews, the one danger that I have is that I do not want to spread misinformation that is, important that it's like a clear violation of law. Now, obviously, everyone has their opinions on how to fix homelessness, and some of those are going to be good opinions, some of them are going to be bad. But those, if there's a clear contradiction to fact that I'm able to clearly see, that's where I add the editorial note, because I do want the readers to have that contrast to be able to see me as an editor. I believe this contradicts the law. I put it outside as an editorial note because then you as the reader can decide whether or not you think I'm just biased and I'm wrong and the candidate is right, mm-hmm. or, you know, whether or not you agree that this does indeed contradict the law. So I think it's a way to call out things that I see as misinformation, really important, crucial misinformation that the public should know about, but in a way that still lets you see. That's my perspective. You can disagree. You
okay.
can say the facts are different.
Annalise, thanks so much for being with us. How do people get a hold of you, and how do they get on the Shasta? I will tell you, I enjoy the Shasta Scout. I just enjoy the articles and all that. But how do people sign up?
Yeah, so go to www.shastascout.org. You can sign up for free emails. You can leave the emails anytime. All of the news is free. There's never any pressure to pay. And you can also contact me, editor@shastascout.org. You can text me, 530-276-8778.
And we're going to set up that Annalise comes in on a much more regular basis here to discuss what's going on from her perspective and things she has seen. Okay, tomorrow, tomorrow's going to be I really believe, an interesting 2 hours. The first hour is going to be from the owner of Lucky Miller's and bringing in somebody. There are some things going on in the town that he told me last night that are very, very important when it comes to the homelessness. And then at 8 o'clock, we've got a guy by the name of Tommy Meeks, who's from Texas. He goes around with another professional throughout the United States for seminars about how for churches to protect themselves and other businesses from an armed intruder, and how to kind of be aware, hardening the your business or your church. Over 2,000 people killed in churches last year. I had no idea, and they weren't all shootings. Not all shootings. Just one guy got beat to death with a guitar. Yeah, inside the church. So 2 hours tomorrow, seven to eight, be Jason, and 8 o'clock will be Mr. Meeks, and he's calling in from Texas. He'll be here in a couple weeks. So I encourage you to listen to this show, as I do to all shows. Annalise, I really, really enjoyed you being here today. I enjoy your perspective on it, and it's good to see that other people turn down interviews. I'm still trying to get Mary on, and I don't think it's not that Mary doesn't want to come on. It's just that our dates are on. Everybody else has been on, so I'm sure Mary will be on too. But thank you for what you do for our community and trying to hold that line.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Now, the police have arrived. No, not to take me, Ben, or Sue away, but to find this guy who threw a rock through our window. And so I'm going to enjoy talking with them here as soon as we get off the show. Everybody, have a great day, and God bless America.
If your name is Aaron, you won the giveaway, and you can just call and give me your number, please.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.